This is a Doc Talk podcast short with Dr. Jenna Burton and me, James Pikeaway.
Lasering, though, lasering is slightly more invasive than needling? No, same, different.
Not necessarily.
Different tools, same kind of, does one work better than the other, or they do really different things?
They can be used for the same things. They can use
because I saw you using a laser.
Lasers, yeah. Was that from, there was a film and they always used to say the laser beam. We have four different types of lasers.
And do they have sound effects as well, like Star Trek and Star Wars?
No, they don't. I could do it in the background for the patient if they wanted. But no,
like photon torpedoes on the Starship Enterprise.
You know what they do? They do this. And the reason they do that, I think, is to warn people outside not to come in.
Right.
Lasers, they have that sort of a red light that's attached, and if it was to go into somebody's retina, go into their eye, they'll lose their vision. So you always wear goggles. Nobody's allowed in the laser room at the same time. Hmm. Four different types of lasers. You've got fractional and non-fractional. Fractional mean that almost like the needles, they will go into, penetrate one area of the skin, little gap, penetrate the next area, little gap, penetrate the next area. That's fractional. Non-fractional means they attack the whole area of the skin, so it's everywhere. Then you've got ablative and non-ablative, and within those you've got fractional and non-fractional. Ablative means they actually take a portion of the skin away. They actually exfoliate part of the skin, like a CO2 laser tends to be ablative. It will actually evaporate part of the skin. Whereas the non-ablative means it heats up the skin, so it creates a small area of inflammation from the heat, but it doesn't actually take away any form of skin. So obviously, if you've got a non-fractional, which covers the whole surface of the skin, ablative laser takes away an entire layer of the skin, that is going to be much deeper, more aggressive, more likely for scars, which are notoriously difficult to treat, to get an entire new layer or type of skin than a fractional non-ablative laser, which just heats portions of the skin. Lasers have got all different frequencies. So you will use some for fine lines, wrinkles, some for hair removal, some for pigmentation. Me personally, I like lasers for pigmentation. They can be really great. So I tend to use them for pigmentation more than anything else. Whereas I prefer needling for regeneration, for scarring. You'll find each practitioner has their own preferences. I find that lasers have a bit more downtime. They make you more sensitive to the sunlight. You've got to be careful of pigmentation. Get it wrong with lasers, you can actually induce pigmentation problems. So that's my preference anyway. But everyone will be a little bit different.
And at the end of that whole process, it's doing a similar function to needling in that it's injuring the skin, causing it to regenerate.
Do you know, James, it's almost like you're a professor.
I've been listening.
Well done, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I always say to people as well, even say I made you a prescription and I said, look, you want anti-aging effects at home, here's your prescription. I will have to counsel you on the fact that you're going to get some inflammation, some irritation. Your skin's going to feel a bit dry and itchy. Yeah. Because to really create proper change with the skin, you have to almost create a bit of a problem first, which it goes against everything else that we do in medicine. Yeah. Completely different, but that's how it works. I went to a really interesting seminar once on why men tend to age better than women. And there was a theory that it's because they don't wear makeup and they don't tend to wear creams. And because of that, their skin is always exposed to the elements. Uh-huh. And therefore, the skin is always having to be in the switched on mode to make fresh skin. Whereas women, we plow oil on our face. We put moisturizers, which have got sort of that oil base with it. They've got the moisturization, but also the oil layer as well. We wear makeup. And because of that, the theory was, and it is a theory, is that we basically protect our skin so much that it doesn't really feel the need to switch on and keep making fresh cells.
Interesting. I'd like to read more of that research.
Yeah, well, it's out there. That's how you make change for skin. That's obviously quite different to things like fillers and Botox, but it's an area of cosmetics that I like because I don't like the unnatural effect. It's literally just encouraging you to do the work in your body. So results are always completely natural because you're doing it.